Lesson 94. The Disciples Receive Holy Spirit. 10 days after Jesus returned to heaven, his disciples received Holy Spirit. It was Pentecost 33 CE, and people had come to Jerusalem from many places to celebrate. There were about 120 disciples of Jesus gathered in the upper room of a house. Suddenly, an amazing thing happened. Something like a flame appeared over the head of each disciple, and they all began speaking in different languages. A loud sound like a windstorm filled the house. Visitors from other lands who had come to Jerusalem heard the sound and ran to the house to see what was happening. They were amazed when they heard the disciples speaking these languages. They said, "But these people are from Galilee. How are they able to speak in our languages?" Then Peter and the other apostles stood in front of the crowd. Peter told the people how Jesus was killed and that Jehovah raised him from the dead. Peter said, "Now Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of God, and he has poured out the promised Holy Spirit. That is why you have seen and heard these miracles." The people were deeply moved by Peter's words, and they asked, "What should we do?" He told them, "Repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." On that day, about 3,000 people got baptized. From then on, the disciples began increasing in Jerusalem very quickly. With the help of the Holy Spirit, the apostles formed more congregations so that they could teach the disciples all the things that Jesus had commanded them. If you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and exercise faith in your heart that God raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Questions. What happened at Pentecost 33 CE? Why did so many people get baptized? Acts 1:15, 2:1-42, and 4:4, and John 15:26.